The inspectors who may monitor North Korea's nuclear facilities in the years to come are being trained now. They're studying at a facility in Vienna, run by the International Atomic Energy Agency. The current class of inspector trainees is about halfway through the four-month course. They're learning how to use the gear that can detect radioactive materials and keep them from being diverted to weapons programs. The World's Jerry Haddon has been following the class. Here's the second story of Jerry's three-part series.
The 18 recruits in this year's Weapons Inspector Training Course spent their first couple of months studying the history and legal framework of the IAEA's mission. Now they're up to their eyebrows in beeps and whistles. These handheld devices are about the size of ping pong paddles, but they sound like an old-fashioned Atari game, Pong maybe. But a weapons inspector trainee from Australia, who we'll call Y, explains just how sophisticated these tools are. He moves the black instrument slowly over a desk until he reaches a small radioactive disc.
So now we'll see if we can find a radioactive source somewhere around here. Just sort of do a sweep of the area, and once you hear that tone go up, you've more than likely found your source.
This is just one of the gizmos that the future inspectors are getting comfortable with. There are sodium iodine detectors, uranium isotope analyzers, spontaneous plutonium fission meters. Recruit Y says mastering it all is a challenge.
Just learning how to use some of this stuff has just been mind-blowing. I mean, some of the physics behind it is, you know, you have to sit there for 2 weeks just to sort of absorb it, and then you get to play with it.
These inspectors are also learning how to install and use on-site surveillance cameras. The cameras are to make sure nuclear materials don't move or disappear, say from a room where enriched uranium is stored. The aspiring inspectors are also learning how to ensure the integrity of the cameras. This typical field camera is covered by a metal screw-on casing. You can seal it in any number of ways. One seal is like a metal bottle cap. It has random scratches and marks inside it that make it impossible to copy. Another uses fiber optic cables that stop transmitting if the seal is cut or disconnected. The cameras and other devices aren't exactly locked, says another recruit, X, but they might as well be.
They're just sealed so that if somebody does tamper with it, we'll be able to find out. You know, and it's the same thing with electronics. It's not inconceivable that someone could just cut the power and then we wouldn't get our images. But we would know that, and then we would have methods to investigate why that took place.
The future inspectors' tools won't be limited to what they can carry. There's a sophisticated support network that stays right here in Vienna. Think of it as what air traffic control is to a pilot. The trainees are becoming intimately familiar with the Vienna-based technology as well. We've moved now to a highly secure section of this vast UN complex. Satellite imagery analyst Julian Bez sits before a giant computer. You thought Google Earth was impressive. Bez's software is in a different league. Bez says he and his team can examine every nuclear facility in the world from this control room.
We are really trying to look at a site from a global perspective, where it's located, is it close to a city, does it have a lot of transportation networks and so on. These are heavy equipments most of the time, and you need transportation.
Bez relays his concerns to the inspectors in the field. Once the inspectors arrive at the site in question, they'll deploy their most trusted tool in the field. It looks like a mini handkerchief. All it is a 4-inch by 4-inch cotton swipe. You see, radioactive particles stick to cotton. Inspectors will use the cotton swipes to wipe suspicious surfaces. Then they'll send the swipes to another support facility, a laboratory about an hour outside Vienna. That lab is a clean room environment. You have to pass through an air shower before you enter.
If you've just gotten out of the shower, this would dry you off in about 4 seconds.
Then you don a clean suit and pass through a series of dust-free chambers. Lab director David Donahue says all of this is necessary to keep that little cotton swipe clean.
Otherwise, you might suspect there were some problems or cross-contamination or things like this. And that's why we use clean room technology. It's similar to what they do for computer chips and pharmaceutical industry. The air that enters the room is specially filtered. The materials that are used to build all the furniture in the rooms is specially chosen. The people have to wear a complete coverall, a suit over their clothes. It's all to stop any kind of cross-contamination between samples.
Here, Donahue's team takes a cotton swipe sent in from the field and dissolves it in acid. A bit of residue remains. It could contain traces of uranium or plutonium. Donahue and his colleagues find out what the particles are by shooting them through a multi-million dollar mass spectrometer.
We're used to looking for the needle in the haystack, we call it. We're looking for just a few particles of an undeclared activity in the presence of millions of particles of a declared activity. You can take these swipes anywhere. You can take it in a parking lot. You can take it in an office building or in a baby food factory or whatever. And by looking at the particles in there, we can say whether they ever handled uranium or plutonium in those places.
Back here in Vienna, many of the inspector trainees say they didn't know they'd have such sophisticated support for their fieldwork. Class recruit Y says that's just another in a string of surprises as he learns how complex controlling nuclear proliferation is.
When you first come and you think, okay, I'm an inspector, I'm just going to go and, you know, just do some verification activities in the field, and it can't be that hard. And then, you know, they say, oh, well, this is the instrumentation that you use to check these things and verify things. And then you're like, oh, okay. I think if you think you're just going to go into a field and make some measurements and go, yep, it's all good, then you might be in for a bit of a shock.
The UN weapons inspector trainees will soon feel that shock, or at least a simulated version of it. They'll do a mock inspection at a live nuclear facility. It'll be the ultimate test of their judgment and their ability to work under pressure before the real job begins. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Vienna.
You can see a slideshow of scenes from the inspector training class. It includes a shot of one of those ping-pong paddle-like devices that detects radiation and sounds like an Atari video game. The show is at theworld.org.